I was out in my garden on the morning of September 11th, enjoying the sunshine and peace of a day at home, when my sister called in the early afternoon with an hysterical edge to her voice. I thought she was overreacting to some H.G. Wells War of the Worlds type radio drama. What an outlandish idea, attacks on U.S. soil, on our national landmarks. Finally, she yelled into the phone, "Turn on the radio!" And when I did, my peaceful day disappeared. Fortunately, my gardens remained, luxuriant in their end-of-season abundance. When I could tear myself away from the radio, I returned to the gardens, taking comfort in the tomato plants, the pumpkins, and the colorful flowers amidst all the green. Especially the flowers. Now, I don't come by flower gardening naturally. I used to be strictly a vegetable gardener, not willing to waste precious fenced garden space on frivolous, non-edible blooms. Oh, I'd plant a few marigolds to keep away bugs, and maybe a couple of sunflowers because they earned their keep. Other than that, I couldn't be bothered with flowers. They seemed a little bit sissy, like a pink frilly dress. Not my style at all. But a couple of years ago, I began to share my garden with a friend, a woman with a broader, more liberal gardening outlook than mine. She brought over a thick bundle of flower seed packets. I was startled, then alarmed. Eventually, I relented a little and let her plant flowers on the very edges of the garden, nearest the weeds and the rocks. Then, this year, when I created a new garden plot by the back door, my friend Jan suggested we make it into a flower bed, just flowers. We compromised with a couple of cayenne peppers in front of the zinnias and nasturtiums. Actually, I could feel my heart softening toward the cheery, bright blooms. I even bought a flat of cosmos and planted them among the tomatoes as a surprise for her. Those spindly little cosmos plants are now 6-foot-tall bushes of feathery green, with circular pink, white, and purple blossoms bursting out all over. They've grown so enormously that they've crowded out a few tomato plants and the cayenne peppers. That's okay with me, though. After all, who needs vegetables? This fall, flowers are much more nourishing.